We are in Nesivos Shalom, Parshat Chayisara, on the first piece, Mitat Sarah. Says in Nesivos Shalom, quoting the first pasuk, Vayu Chayisara, Me'a Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayisara. The life of Sarah was 100 years, and 20 years, and 7 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Hineva Parasha Zo Rabu Hadiktukim. In this parsha, in this paragraph, there's many, many things to focus in on. Reshit, lama nimnu shnei chayei Sarah? Why do we even get the total number of the years of the life of Sarah? Shelo matzinu kein b'shari imahot. We never get the total lifespan of any of the imahot. Not of Rivka, not of Rachel, not of Leah. Why do we specifically, of all of the imahot, why do we get told the number of years of the life of Sarah as opposed to any of the other imahot? Od, ma'u keifel omro shnei chayei Sarah. Why does the pasuk double in its saying of shnei chayei Sarah, the years of the life of Sarah? It says in the beginning, vayi chayei Sarah, me'a shana ve'ashim shana ve'shev ashim shnei chayei Sarah. These were the years of her life. We already know that. You just told us 120. You already told us 127. Why are you telling us again? These are the years of her life. We know that from the beginning of the pasuk. V'Rashi Piresh, Rashi explains, Kulan Shavin Litova. They were all equal in how good they were. What does that mean? V'Akati Zerich Beor. We all need to understand. L'fize Matam Sifra Lanu Atorah Inyan Zeh Shekulan Shavin Litova. V'lo Matzinu B'makom Acher Kein. Even if that's true, that's what the Torah is trying to teach us, whatever that means. That all of the years of her life were equal in their goodness. Why is that only true of Sarah? What's unique about Sarah that's true of Sarah as opposed to anybody else? What does that mean that her life, all her years were equal for good, but not by anybody else? We also have to understand that which it says. Leave kota. In the Sefer Torah, when it says the word leave kota, that Avraham cried over the loss of Sarah. It says it with a kaf zi'ira. If you look in a Sefer Torah, if you have, and many Chumashim will also do this inside of the Chumash itself, it's actually a small kaf. It's not the regular size. The letter is written smaller by the Sofer. It's small. You'll see, therefore, it's smaller in your Tanakh. Why is that? What's the meaning of this small kaf? The Katav Val Aturim, the Val Aturim explains, the Baal HaTurim explains, he says, oh, well, I'll tell you why there's a small kaf. Don't worry, Avram only cried a little bit, because she was old. A lot of questions on that. I would think Avram would have cried a lot just because he loved her. Who cares how old she was? And we do care when older people pass away. So what's the significance of the fact that he cried? What's the significance of the small kaf? And what is the Baal HaTurim's explanation? That he cried less because she died in her old age? What's the meaning of that? We all seem to understand. And even if that's true, what's the Torah teaching us by telling us that? That he cried less because she was old? Okay, it's very nice, but like, why do I need to know that? How does that change my avodas Hashem? Top of the next column. Uverashi alispod lisara v'liv kota katav. And Rashi comments on the pasuk that Avraham, after Sarah dies in the beginning of the parsha, Avram goes and he cries and he eulogizes her. He gives her a hesped. So on that pasuk where it says lispod lisara, that he gave her a hesped, he eulogized her v'liv kota, and he cried over her. It says nismecha mitat sara lakedat yisrael. This is a famous, or rather, a well known Rashi based on Chazal, that the reason why she dies here in this paragraph is because it's connected to, it's building off of the previous paragraph of the Chumash, the end of Parshat Vayera. What happened at the end of Parshat Vayera? Akedat Yitzchak. Yitzchak was brought to be shechted. Says Rashi, quoting Chazal, Nismecha mitat Sarah l'akedat Yitzchak. The reason why the death of Sarah comes right after Akedas Yitzchak is because l'fisha al yidei b'sarata Akedah, that when she heard about the Akedah, because Avram didn't tell her what he was doing when he took Yitzchak. He thought they were going to bring a korban. She did not know that Yitzchak was supposed to be the korban. When she heard about Akedas Yitzchak, she is damein bina l'shchita, that her son was going to be shechted. Her only son that she davened for, that she cried for, that she begged to Kadosh Baruch Hu for, that she gave birth to at 90 years old. When she heard that he was going to be shechted, V'kimat shelo nishchat, parcha nishmata, mimena umeta. When she heard that he was going to be shechted, her soul left her body and she died. She died from the trauma of hearing that her son Yitzchak was going to be shechted. B'tzarich bior, we need to understand. First of all, madua katav zot Rashi. It's a very important point. When we learn Rashi, we don't need to learn Rashi and understand Rashi, but also understand what Rashi is commenting on. What words is he commenting on? Why does Rashi tell us that on the words he eulogized Sarah and cried over her? I would have thought to write that as your first Rashi on the Parsha. Write that a pasuk and a half ago as an introduction to Parsha Chayisara. Why does he wait specifically for the words that Avram went to eulogize Sarah and cry over her? Now I'm going to tell you that she heard about a Kedesh Yitzchak and she died. What's the connection? Why is that an explanation of those words? We should have put it on the words, and Sarah died. Why did she die? Here, I'll tell you a story. Why is he putting that on the pasuk about her eulogy? About him crying over her? Why there? In terms of Rashi's explanation itself, we have to understand, how is it possible that Akedas Yitzchak caused the death of Sarah? The greatest test of Avram Avinu, where he goes and he's willing to sheft his son. This tremendous moment of Avodas Hashem that's bringing levels upon levels out in Avraham and Yitzchak, fixing the world through it. How does that bring about the death of a tzaddikus? How does that emerge from the incredibly powerful, spiritually charged story of Akedas Yitzchak? How could that lead to her death? Reshomer mitzvah lo yada davara. A person who does a mitzvah, nothing bad can happen to them while they're doing a mitzvah. How could the mitzvah have cost Sarah her life? That doesn't make any sense. Next page. The back side of the page. Page Kuf Chaf Tet. Ve'echev shar. Sheminisayon kadosh kazeh. How could it be from this holy test of the Akedas Yitzchak? Yatzad davara. That something like the death of Sarah could be brought about. A few more lines of questions, then we'll get to some answers. Umilvadzot, and on top of that, Hare Sarah ha'itav madrigat nevuah, gvoha yoter me'asher la'avram. On top of that, Sarah was a neviah, Sarah was a prophetess. And in fact, her prophecy was even greater than Avram's prophecy. Her prophecy was tremendous. That's why when Avram wanted to keep Ishmael, and Sarah says, send him out, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, follow Sarah, she's holding, she knows what she's talking about. Sarah's prophecy was tremendous. Kimoshe b'yishrach el pasuk kol asher tamar elecha Sarah shema b'kola. As it says in the pasuk, again with the story of Ishmael, everything that Sarah tells you, Abraham, go, listen to her voice, do what she says. Lamdenu shayya Abraham tafel l'sarah b'nevi'ut. It teaches us that Abraham was lower than Sarah in his nevuah. Sarah's nevuah was greater than Abraham's. And if so, v'im kein. Eichev shar she'Abraham v'yitzchak amdu b'nisayon. How could it be that Avraham and Yitzchak withstood the test of the Akedah? V'yilusarak isha shama mizeh prachanish matah, and Yitzhara dies from it? Can't be. Can't be. Lot of questions. How do we understand the death of Sarah? How do we understand the response of Avram? What's going on in this whole beginning of the Parsha? Let's see what he says in terms of the answers. Beginning of the next paragraph. V'yish lavin ba'zayin. We can explain this as follows. Dihine, anu mikvakshim b'tfila. Oh, this is a good one. Anu mikvakshim b'tfila. In Mariv, it's one of my favorite Torahs. In Mariv, anybody here daven Mariv yet? It's okay, you're not chayavot. Totally fine. In Mariv, if you ever take a look inside, you're not chayavot. If you ever take a look inside, in the last paragraph, at least that we say here in Eretz Yisrael, they say more in Chutz La'aretz, that we say here in Eretz Yisrael, it says the words, V'haser Satan milifaneinu u'me'acharein. In the Bracha and Marav, it says, V'haser Satan, again, beginning of the next paragraph, Dinei anu mevakshim etfilah, we ask in tefillah of Marav, V'haser Satan milifaneinu u'me'acharein. Remove the Satan from before us and from behind us. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remove the satan that's in my way in the front of me, and remove the satan that's running after me behind me. Get rid of those two satans. Hainu, what does that mean? Sheishno inyan satan milifaneinu. There's this concept, there's a concept of the satan that's in front of us. There's a satan that stands before us. There's a satan that's blocking our way in Avodas Hashem. Shayitzrahara mitgaber al Yehudi, kodem asiyat mitzvah, v'kodem anisayon, limnoa imenu shelo yikayem mitzvah v'shelo yamod b'nisayon. That the Yitzrahara is always trying to overcome us. It's always fighting with us. Before we do a mitzvah, before we do an act of Avodas Hashem, the Satan is always there. And it's always trying to stop us. Before we do the mitzvah, before we do the chesed, when we're being tested, it stands in front of us to try to stop us from keeping that mitzvah. It tries to stop us from succeeding in that test. That satan stands there, firm in the ground, trying to stop us from being able to complete our avodas Hashem. That's the satan that stands before us. Ukimoshaya itzel Avraham, just like by Avraham, and Yisrael Akedah. In the Akedah, Chazal go on and on about how the Satan tried and tried and tried again and again and again between the Psukim to keep Avraham from even getting to Har Moriah, to even getting to that mountain. Kedita Bemedrit, Midrashay Chazal say, Kol Tachbulotav Shel HaSatan, all these different tricks of the Satan that he did to try to stop Avraham from getting to Akedah Yitzchak. Limnoat Avraham Mimaseh Akedah. Shabbailav, in one example, he came to Avraham, Vamarlo, Zakin Shote, Ariya Karishbarhu, Hiftiach, Kibi Yitzchak, Yichorela Chazara, Viloatahu, Omer Lacha, Valeo Shamelai, Shein Zeki Im Dimyon. He came to me and said, can you imagine being Avraham Avinu? The Sultan came to him in a vision of an old man, and he said, you're crazy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, you're going to have a child, and that child's going to be called Yitzchak, and through that child Yitzchak, you're going to have the Jewish people. And now he's going to tell you to kill him? No, it was some crazy dream. You made it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never tell you to do that. Can you imagine somebody coming to you? Imagine being Avraham. The last thing you want to do is Shech Yitzchak. And somebody comes over to you and says, hey, miss, listen, let's not be so rash. Let's not get so crazy. Let's chillax for a second here. Let's think this through. God told you Yitzchak is going to be the child through which you're going to start the Jewish people. He doesn't have kids yet. And you had a vision that you're supposed to sheft him when God doesn't want you to sheft people, probably, and also that you can't have kids through him. Come on, man. Come on, it's all a bad dream. Just go back home. Who wouldn't want to run with that? Satan's trying to stop him. It's standing in front of him, using every ounce of strength that it has to try to convince Avraham to not go through with the Akedah. The Achar Kach Halach Kemo Kein El Yitzchak Liftoto, and so too he went to Yitzchak and tried to convince Yitzchak not to go, to run away. V'shar Kol Pulotav Yinoam Hamel Gaber Al Nisyon, again and again and again to stop him from being successful in test, turned himself into a river that they wouldn't be able to cross. The Satan tried everything he could to stop Avraham. That's the Satan that stands before us. And that's by every single one of us. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and brings us a test, when we want to go and do a mitzvah, think about how many times we want to go and do something good. We want to do the right thing. We want to succeed. We want to grow in our avodas Hashem. And think of how many times you thought to yourself, I just want to do something good. Why is it so complicated? Why is it so hard? What's the problem? The answer is there is no problem. Part of that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the satan in the world to stop you and say, are you sure? Are you really going to go for this? Is this really what you want to do? And the goal is to look that satan in the face and say, yeah, out of the way. But he's always going to try and stop us. Because the sachar that we get for pushing away that satan, for denying that satan, not only for committing to succeed in the test, not only for committing to do the mitzvah, but then overcoming the obstacles that the satan places before us in order to do, to commit and follow through on that mitzvah, that raises up their avodah so tremendously. When we overcome that, those tests, those challenges are part of our avodah Hashem, of knocking out that satan that stands before us. But that's not even the chiddush here. That's pshat. We all have challenges in life. We've all had moments where we've tried to do the right thing and we've been stopped. There's been an impediment. Something goes wrong. Somebody from the organization calls up and says, no, we got the wrong day. We don't want you to come. The car breaks down. Something goes wrong in the dorms. You have a fight with your parents. Pop quiz comes up in your class. Something comes up at work. Something comes up with your wife or your kid. Everybody's got stuff that stops them from going and doing it. That we know, that we feel. But that's not his chiddush here. What's the chiddush? Hear what he says. It's so deep. And it's so integral to successful avodas Hashem. He says, "V'yesh techina satan me'acharein." There's an entirely different type of satan. When we dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, "Remove the satan from before me and from behind me." There's a whole different type of satan, and that's the satan that's behind me. What does that mean? Satan me'acharenu. Hitgavrut hayitzer le'achar hamaaseh. That's the yitzer hara that tries to attack us after we've succeeded. The good action that we took, the mitzvah that we did, the test that we succeeded in is not done even after we finish it. Because there's a whole other level of satan me'acharenu. Of the satan who attacks us from behind. Of the satan who attacks us after it's over. Shirotze lakacha mimenu et asher kvar hisig al yidei makshevet hanisaot. That wants to take away everything that we achieved. Al yidei makshevet hanisaot. By coming against what we accomplished. What does that mean? The alderach shizipir maran admor. As the son number says, Me'achim ha'kadushim ha'rav Shmelka mi'Nicholsburg va'rav Pinchas mi'Padam, don't know where that is, ba'eit she'igiyu b'nisiyotam ha'rishona el rabam ha'magid ha'kadosh medrash. That these brothers, these two rebbes went together and they went to meet the Magid mi'Medrash, one of the first great Balei ha'chassidut. Sha'magid tzi'er lifnehem seder ha'avoda shel Yehudi. So the Magid Me'Medrash, they were dying to learn from the Magid Me'Medrash. They desperately wanted to learn from the Magid Me'Medrash. How do I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And they got to the Magid Me'Medrash. They said, how do we really serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And he explained to them the order of Avodas Hashem of a Jew. Ekshecham bechatzot, ve'orech tikun chatzos, im kol ha'tikunim v'chol ha'kavanot. All of the deep things that the rebbes would do. Getting up in the middle of the night and davening tikun chatzos. There's a special tefillah that said at midnight, every night by the tzaddikim, to daven and cry over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. The achar kach lomed shiurav, and then what to learn. Umane kol inenim ma shalomed, b'shiurav, b'niglev, and he started to go, went over all the things he learned in Niglan and Nisr. The achar kach, kol ha-kavano l'tzvila, and then he went over all the deep kavanos, alpi kabbalah, that you're supposed to have when you're davening shacharis. The whole avoda, starting from midnight, through the rest of the night, into shacharis at nates, on and on, with the depths of kabbalah that goes into it, he goes through everything. And how through tefillah, we're mamash supposed to raise up on a spiritual level that we don't understand. We're supposed to go and start at the lowest levels, and in each stage of davening, each stage of chakras, get higher and higher and higher to deeper spiritual planes. The Magid is explaining all of this to these rebbes. And not even just to think about it, but to mamish actually rise up and to achieve getting into all these olamos. The achar kol zeh, says the Magid Me'Medrash, and this is the key. The achar kol zeh, im olebo az machshava shepa'al mashu b'vorato. He says, and if you do all this, you wake up at midnight and you do tikkun chatzos and your mamish davening and you're crying over the Beis HaMikdash, and then you start a whole learning seder. You guys are like, wow, it's a long day. I have morning seder, afternoon seder, night seder. They had midnight seder. Right? They did tikkun chatzos and then they learned all the way until dawn. Then as soon as the sun started to rise, they were davening in a way where they were mamish, raising up to the highest of realms and coming back down. It's crazy. And he says to them, if after all this, you think for a second, says the Magid Me'Medrash, you think for a second that you actually did something in your avoda. Osim mikol avodato ke'en kador. It's like taking everything you just did, rolling it up into a ball. Umashdechim zot le'umkat zom araba, and mamish throwing it into a pit, into nothingness. You throw everything away. I'll explain in a second. V'nit palu me'od mizeh. They were very shaken by this. Because they knew that he was dafka talking to them. They felt it. They knew he was talking to them. The satan in back of us is no less dangerous than the satan before us. After a tremendous avodah like that, you can lose everything. What does that mean? The satan behind us wants to... The satan in front of us wants to stop us from doing the thing. Don't succeed in the test. Don't succeed in doing the mitzvah. But then what happens if you do? I did it. I did that chesed. I did it. For the last week, I've been going to every single shir. And I feel on fire. I get up, put myself together, daven shachris. Go to Seder, I don't know, you guys, for some reason they can't understand the Aleph Bet here. You go to Seder Dalet, and then Aleph, and then Gimel, and then Bet, and then Hey. I don't know what you guys do, but fine. You go to all of your morning classes. You daven a stark mincha. You go to all of your afternoon classes. You're struggling through, but I'm here. Night Seder. Making it through Night Seder. Rocking through Night Seder. Learning the Sivo Shalom. And the whole week, I went to every single shir, davened every single tefillah. I beat the Satan. He tried to stop me at every turn. Every time I tried to walk into a class, I got a WhatsApp, or a phone call, or a notification, or a message, or some shtick with a friend, or some shtick with a guy I shouldn't be talking to, or whatever the case may be. Something popped up and I said, no, I deny you. I'm going to come to every single one. I'm going to rock this week. And you walk out of that week and you say, I'm the best. I'm the best there is in Shana Aleph 5782. And that's a high bar to cross, because you guys are amazing. And you realize, I'm the top of the top. In that moment, says the Magen Mezrich, in that moment, says the Nesivo Shalom, when you think to yourself, I'm the best, that's the Satan behind you, grabbing everything you just accomplished. And to that moment of ego, and that moment of thinking that you actually accomplished something tremendous, taking it, grabbing it for itself, and ripping everything away from you. It's the necessity of having the humility to say, I succeeded in doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to do. And I feel fulfilled. And I need to do the same thing next week. But I'm not letting it get to my head. I'm not letting it ruin that which I accomplished by letting those negative midos bubble up, come up, and steal everything that I accomplished. That's the satan behind me trying to take away everything that I accomplished by pouring negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative intent into that which I already accomplished. That's the satan that's behind us. This is not to say that you shouldn't be aware of, recognize, and yes, even celebrate your accomplishments. Chas v'shalom. But there needs to be a legitimate recognition that, yeah, you went to all your classes, but you know what? You're responsible for going to all of your classes. You're required to go to all of your classes. And you know what? You did daven shachris and mincha every single day. But in Shulchan Aruch, you're required to daven shachris and mincha every day. So there's a sense of fulfillment that, yes, I did my avodas Hashem this week. But no gaiva in having accomplished that. No ego in having accomplished that. To keep it even, to keep it tempered, to recognize, I did my avodas Hashem. And I need to continue to do my avodas Hashem. But not to let that ego take away everything that I accomplished, which were legitimate, definitive, amazing accomplishments. not to let something like the ego take that away. Top of the next column, next paragraph. The Alpizeh, based on this, Yivo'ar Inyan Gimel Pa'amin, Vayelchu Yachdav Aniskar Parasha. Based on this, we can understand that which it says, that they walked together three times in the Parsha. Dinei Itav Me'ari HaKadosh, the Arizal says, with regards to the Akedah, Shaya Kedei La'Aked Midat Yitzchak Ba'Avraham, Midat Avraham B'Yitzchak, in order to bind, like we talked about in a previous Nisivot Shalom, to bind the Midah of Avraham to Yitzchak, and the Midah of Yitzchak to Avraham, Chesed to Gvura, and Gvura to Chesed, Shavraham Midato Ahava, that Avram was the midah of Ahava, and he bound himself to Yitzchak, the midah of Yiran Gvura. The Alderek then, similarly, Kashar Yitzchak Atzmo midat Avraham, he bound himself to the midah of Avram, the midah of Ahava. V'zeu madichtiv, and that's what it says, v'yachush ne'mechtav, that they walked together. V'yesh la'avin zot alderek ha'avodah, we need to understand this in terms of the Avodah Hashem. Shebat chila ketiv, v'yikach piyado, that at the beginning it says by Akedas Yitzchak that Avram took in his hands, he took the fire and he took the knife, and they went off together up the mountain. De'az, at that point, Yadarak Avraham et inyana Akedah. Only Avram was aware of Akedas Yitzchak, only he knew what was about to happen. V'ilu Yitzchak adayin lo yada, Yitzchak didn't know yet. V'ra'a Avraham, and Avram saw, Sha'al yidei midat ahava levad. He realized, as he was walking up that mountain, that with ahava alone, lo yuchal la'amod b'nisayon. With ahava alone, there was no way to fulfill that test. Like we talked about last time, there was no way he could do the test on his own. Ahava was not going to get him to Akedas Yitzchak. Ukedidim b'al Shem Tov, as the Baal Shem Tov says, Shnat nu milenu az kol madregotav, like we talked about last time. All of his madregos were taken away. All of his levels taken away. He was being tested. If he was being tested, everything extra was taken away. Al kein tzrach lakachat le'atzmo gamet midado shel Yitzchak midat ha'yira. Therefore, he needed to take with him also the midah of Yitzchak, also the midah of Yira. Shebekoach ze hayabi yecholto lamod b'nisayon. Only by binding himself to Yitzchak and the midah of Yitzchak was he able to overcome the test of the Akedah. The Alkein Kitiv, and therefore it says, Vayalchu shnei mechtav, that they walked together. Sheakar Avraham Avinu alav shalom b'mirato shel Yitzchak, that Avraham bound himself to the midah of Yitzchak. V'zeu madichtiv, and that's what it says later on in Akedas Yitzchak. Now I know you're Yirei Elokim. I'm going a little bit faster because we did this last time. He's repeating what he said last time. It should have said, Avram, now I know you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that's your midah. Shrei Avram minu alav shalom, haya midat ava, he was ava. Ela hapirush shema she'amad v'nisayon hazeh mikoach sheklal et atzmo imidat ha'yira shel Yitzchak. The only way that Avram was able to overcome this test was by binding himself to Yitzchak. And therefore, it came out that he wasn't just an Ohev Hashem, he was a Yirei Elokim. He wasn't just Ahava, he wasn't just Chesed, he was also Yira, he was also Gvura. U'pam abet, pam ashnia, the second time it says, Vayomer Avraham, Avraham says to Yitzchak, Elokim Yirelo Haseh Le'olah B'ni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us the Seh, he'll show us what we're going to Shecht. Vayalchu Shnei Mechtav, and they walked together. Second time it says that they walked together. Zehaya achar shenodali Yitzchak inyan akidah. That was already after Yitzchak was aware that he was going to be shechted. V'ra'ash of midato midata yira levada lo yuchal leitgaber al nisayon. He realized in that moment that with his midah alone, only with the midah of yira, he couldn't get through the test. Lekach akar et atzmo gami midata ahava shel Avraham. That's the second vayelchu shnei mechtav. The first time is Avraham binds himself to the midah of Yitzchak. The second time is, Yitzchak now realizes what's going on and he binds himself to the midah of Avraham. Vayalchu shnei mechtav, they walk together. But then there's a third one. V'achar ha'akidah, after Akedas Yitzchak, ketiv v'yashav Avraham al ne'arav. It says that Avraham Avinu went back to the people he left behind. Remember we talked about this last time, who did he leave behind? He left behind Yishmael. He left behind Eliezer. He left behind those ne'arim. by the chamor, by the donkey, when they went up, they go up to the mountain, just talking about mitzvot, but they leave behind these ne'arim down who did not get to experience Akedas Yitzchak. They did not get to be there for the cataclysmic moment, the spiritually impactful moment of Akedas Yitzchak. And it says, Vayakumu Vayachu Yachdav, and they got up and they went together. Inyano Dachar Shekvar Nikayim Vaser Satan Nufarenu. Shinkader Et Atzmo Avram Avinu Ala Satan Vavam Nisayon. Nitorera Satan Miacharenu. Hayitzahara Mitkader Lachar Nisayon Vasiat Mitzvah. וכיוון שיזה ניסיון קדוש כל כך, נתיירא אברהם פן יתגבר עליו שפעל עניין נשקף כל כך. ומזה נתיירא אברהם אבינו ביותר, אחר העקידה כי בניסיון הזה היה התגברות השטן באופן שלא מצינו דוגמתו בתשעת הניסיונות הקודמים. כיוון שניסיון העקידה הוא יסוד קיומו של עם ישראל. ואחר ניסיון עלי כל כך, חשש אברהם אבינו פן יבוא מזה לפניות ומחשבות שפעל משהו על ידי זה. ולקח הים וישב רם את על נעריו ויקום על קריאותיו, שנעריו היו מאוד שבורים. וואו. בקרבה מזה. בסמוך אליהם נעשה עבודה להעיד כזו. ואם נשאר לשבת, I'm sure you're following along. עם החמור, top of the next page. והיה שברון ליבם גדול מאוד. ועל כך ויקום על קריאותיו, שאברהם אבינו לקח את עצמו שברון הלב של נעריו, כדי שלא יבוא לחזות הדת. Got that? That was amazing. What did he say? It says by Avu Zeratav three times. The first one is that Avraham bound himself to Yitzchak to get through the Akedah. The second one is that Yitzchak bound himself to Avraham to get through the Akedah. But the third time it says by Avu Yachtav. The third time it says they walked together. What was that? That was after the Akedah. Avraham finishes Akedah Yitzchak. Yitzchak finishes Akedah Yitzchak. And they get up and they go down the mountain. And they go down, and who do they return to? They return to those people, those kids that they left down there at the bottom of the mountain. And those kids down there at the bottom of the mountain, those Ne'arim down there at the bottom of the mountain, whether they were kids, whether talking about Eliezer and Yishmael, whoever it was, they were broken. Can you imagine? Can you imagine almost getting to witness Akedas Yitzchak? Can you imagine schlepping the 3 days, getting to the mountain and being told, well, you're not really up to the spiritual heights. You stay around down here. We're going to do the really important thing that's going to impact all of Jewish history up there, and we'll be back soon. They were broken. Those people that I left behind were broken. And Avraham Avinu, because he understood the essence of what a test is about, he walks down from that mountain with Yitzchak, having been willing to shecht his own son for God. He picked up the knife. He held it to Yitzchak's throat. He was ready to go. And he could have come down that mountain, chest puffed out, feeling like God's gift to humanity, which in fact he was. But he could have come down feeling like that. And he looks at those Ne'arim who didn't get to go up. What does it mean? And they all walked together. Avraham realizes that the Satan was desperately trying to take away everything that he accomplished in the Akedah. Everything. By infusing himself with ego and the fact that he just did Akedas Yitzchak. And so he binds himself to the broken Ne'arim and says, I'm no better than you. I'm with you. We're all the same. We're all in this together. And he brings himself back down to earth and binds himself to those Ne'arim, keeping himself grounded in his Avodas Hashem. I did what a Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. He told me to shecht, I was going to shecht. He told me not to shecht, I didn't shecht. I did what a Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. That's it. And we all walk together. We all walk together. What a beautiful pshat in that story. What does that do with Sarah? In theory, we're learning Chai Sarah. In theory, what does it do with Sarah? Let's keep going. Next paragraph. Vilula de Mistafina. Haya. Afiu lomaro pizeh. Inyan v'tamat Sarah. We can also explain based on this that Sarah died. Shela'achar shera'a Satan. Once the Satan saw, ki iefshar nitkaber, she'avram vino nitkaber, gamal nisayon hazeh. Once the Satan saw, he even walked down with humility from Akedas Yitzchak. Chabal Tachpula Chadasha, he came up with a whole new plan. He wasn't going to let this go. I'm not letting Akedas Yitzchak be something that goes up to Shemayim. I can't set the satan. It's too big. I got to stop this. He comes with a whole new plan to mess him up. Sheyada Satan ki yigiyaz manash al Sarah misek min ha'olam. So deep what he's saying here. The satan knew that Sarah, regardless of Akedas Yitzchak, he knew that Sarah was about to die. It was her time. She was about to die on her own. He organized things. The Satan made it happen that somebody came and told Sarah that Avram was going to shech Yitzchak at the moment that she was already going to die. At the moment that she was already going to die. Uparchani shmata, and she died. Vizot kidei, this was for the purpose of sheyachshuvu kol haolam, so that the whole world would think, v'chein Avraham, and that Avraham would also think, sheparchani shmata machamat besorat akida, that they would think, that he would think, that she died because of Akedas Yitzchak. Kidei levalvel et Avraham avinu sheyidad v'yitcharet al maaseyu, in order to mess up Avraham, that he would feel anxious, and he would regret what he did. On a level of regretting the good things that we did. He was going to try to get him to regret all of Akedas Yitzchak. To turn his back on everything he did in Akedas Yitzchak. But the truth is, she didn't die. She didn't die in the middle of her lifetime. She completed every single one of her days. The Igiyaz Manalamut, and her time came to die. The Zeshekadva Torah, and this is what the Torah is saying. Vayihi Chaye Sarah, these are the years of the life of Sarah. Mea Shana, 100 years. Veshim Shana, 20 years. Vesheva Shanim, and 7 years. Shenimnu Shanei Chayeha, that we dafka hear only by Sarah. It lists every single one of the years of her life. Lomar, this was how long she was always supposed to live. This was her lifetime. The Kefil Omro, and then it goes around and says again, Shnei Chayei Sarah, the years of the life of Sarah, meaning, Lahagish, to emphasize, She'elu Hayu HaShanim HaKzuvot L'Chaya, this was always the lifetime that she was going to have. The Aflo Rega Echad Yotermizan, not a second more. Ukemo Shamru Chazal, Chazal say, Ad shelo shaka shimsha shel Sarah zarcha shimsha shel Rivka, that not until the second that Sarah's sun set did Rivka's sun begin to rise. As soon as Sarah was meant to live that long, the lust, her life set, her life finished, and then Sarah's life began. Sorry, then Rivka's life began. But everything was down to the last second. V'lekach nismecha parshat mitat Sarah l'achidat Yitzchak, and that's why the parsha of Sarah's death is connected to the parsha of Akedas Yitzchak. Dehasatan ratza sheyeh nir'eh, because the satan wanted it to seem like, he wanted it to look like shenistalka mibisurat akedah, that she died because of the akedah. V'Avraham Avinu amar gam b'nisyon hazeh, but Avraham Avinu even withstood this test. V'zema dichtiv, and that's what it says. V'yavo Avraham lispod l'sara v'livkota b'kaf z'ira. That's what it means when it says that Avram came to eulogize Sarah and to cry over. But when it says he cried over, it says it had a small cuff. There's a small cuff in the fact that he cried over her. Shelo b'cha le'al me'at, keder shochim al zekini, meaning he didn't cry excessively. Had she died because of his actions in the Akedah, he would have been broken. He would have been crying for days. How much did he cry? He cried as much as you cry. He cried like you cry for somebody who's old, who passes away naturally and normally. You cry for that loss, but no more than for that loss. Because he knew, this is the satan trying to mess with me. And when she died now, it was because she was always supposed to die now. And I'm crying as much as a person normally cries. There's nothing extra to cry for here. Nothing changed. The satan's lying to me. She didn't die because of the Akedah. And so he cries like for anybody else who passes away. Now, he didn't cry like a person, lo alinu, when a person dies young. He didn't cry like that because she lived her whole life. He withstood the test. And he understood that this is when she was meant to die. It wasn't because of the Akedah. She died because she was meant to die now. Next paragraph. We're almost there. We're almost at the end. V'atorah melamedet bazeh. The Torah is teaching us with this. Liyudi, for all of us. This is for every single one of us. Sheyesh satan milfaneinu v'yesh satan me'acharenu. That there is a satan in front of us and there is a satan behind us. B'chayav shel Yehudi, in our lives, yeshnam nisyonot kodem sheholech l'kiyum eze inyan miyuchad. There's the test that comes before we do something, before we do a mitzvah, before we succeed in the test. O b'sor mira, sheyitzara mitgaber alav v'inanei ta'avot, sh'zarik l'itgaber l'nisyon. In all ways, the satan's trying to attack us before we do the thing that we want to do, before we do the mitzvah, before we take the test. No less than the satan that's before us. No less than the test that's before us. There's a test that comes afterward. After we've already accomplished that, after we've already conquered our Yitzer, I had a taiva and I didn't do it. I wanted to do X that was usher and I didn't do it. After that, the Yitzhara comes and brings us another test. B'machshavot ki'ilu shelo haya lo tzarich linhog kefisha anhag. Kivan shebe'etzem asaba zeh neged ratzon Hashem o misibot acherot. Where I think to myself, yeah, I did it. I wanted to go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I didn't. And I accomplished something and I'm amazing. Shal yidei zehu chas v'shalom mifchinat toheh al ma'asim tovim she'asa. It's mamash throwing away what you had. V'atoreh melamed lanu shegam zehu meitach pelot ha'yitzer. This is also the Yitzhara attacking us. Just like he tried to attack Avram in this way, in this parsha. Avraham Avinu amad bechol chelkei nisyonot. Avram withstood all tests. Milfaneinu, the test of the satan before him, umeyacharenu, the test of the satan behind him. Shekol zeh melamedet Yehudi, all of this teaches us as Jews. Haderech litgaber al kol nisayot b'chayim. How to overcome all types of tests in our lives. There's people waiting outside, I assume there's a sort of bad. In Yirtz Hashem, we need to recognize we're always fighting our Yetzer. We're always fighting the Satan. And we're always fighting deep down that urge, that movement towards Ga'ava, that movement towards ego, that movement towards not a sense, it's good to feel good about your accomplishments, but not to let it bloat into ego. In Yirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should strengthen us that when we see the satan before us, we overcome that. And those are the things we've been trying to focus on our whole lives in Dafka now. To overcome the satan that's before us. But Dafka, because this year and in future years, with the successes in Shana Aleph and past Shana Aleph, into college, into grad school, into work, into family, you're going to have tremendous successes. Because of what you accomplished starting now. To remember there's a satan behind us. And never to let that satan take away what we accomplish. But Hashem should bless us to be able to stand the test before us and behind us, and through that to get close to Him through every test that comes by us in our lives. Just go ahead.